could be a pretty girl. Shut up when you want me to. That's not true. I won't shut up if you ask me to. Maybe I will, but I'll cry about it. So, hello. If you guys are in my server, you know that I am having just like one of the shittiest days of my entire life. I'm gonna be traveling this month. So I was like on a strict, kind of like a strict schedule this month, just because I'm not gonna have that much time to like work on my stuff. And then the person that I live with decided to call into work today. So I like woke up and then realized they called in, and then I proceeded to yell at them and then cry for like half an hour. I jumped on the server and I just talked about how like frustrated I was because I have to do like 43 audios this month. And it's my own fault for not realizing when I opened slots that I wasn't going to have enough time. I just didn't realize how much out of my month was going to be, like, how many days I wasn't going to be able to record. And it's my own fault. I think I'll be fine anyway. I was going to say, just the worst day. So I woke up, that happened. I wasn't able to do my work. Because if you guys know, of course, I'm like exclusively doing Patreon now. So like I literally am like making my living off of Patreon. So like if I can't do that stuff, like it's me not doing my job. So like I was just like upset about that, like not being able to do that, because I genuinely like, you know, like enjoy making content. And so I was upset about that. And then I ordered these like new Adidas. I ordered some new Ultra Boost from the Adidas website like 5 days ago. And these, I mean, if you know anything about shoes, like about like sneakers, you know that like Adidas Ultra Boosts are not cheap. And then I like, so the pair that I got were $250, but I had a coupon, so like they were $215 for shoes. And you guys probably think I'm ridiculous right now. You guys are probably like, this bitch is crazy. Why'd you spend that much on shoes? But they're, I love sneakers. So the thing is, like, I love sneakers, but I hadn't gotten myself a new pair of like shoes, or like even bought myself any articles of clothes. I think like I lost my job in March. No. Did I lose my job in March? I feel it in my No, I lost my job, like, I think in February. Yeah, I lost my job in February. So, since February, since I lost my job, like, I hadn't bought myself anything, like, sneakers or any shoes. And, I got myself, like, 2 Calvin Klein, sports bras that I bought with, money that a patron of mine sent me, because he said for me to like treat myself. So that's what I got myself, was 2 sports bras from Calvin Klein. But I hadn't gotten myself like a nice pair of sneakers or anything, so I really wanted to like treat myself. And so I got these like $215 worth shoes, and actually now like I regret it so bad, because I will explain why. So these fucking shoes cost me $215. On the website, it said that they shipped in 3 to 5 days, like that I would receive them in 3 to 5 days, and that they would be like FedEx Express. So I was like, all right, it's cool. Like, I'm going out of town on the 12th. Like, I'll get them by the time they leave. I want to have good like shoes for walking, because I'm going to be like going to like a theme park and stuff. And so then today I get this email from like Adidas that says like, your order is delayed, like right after I realized that I wasn't going to be able to work today. And so I called and asked like if anybody knew like when they're going to be shipped, and the person on the phone was just like so rude to me. They were like, yeah, well, like, I don't have that information. Like, nobody at Adidas can tell you when your order is going to be shipped. And I was like, why? And they're like, oh, because it goes through like the warehouse. And like, they were just like sus and rude. And didn't show any empathy, like, just, like, really sus. And then so I was like, okay, can I speak to a supervisor? And then the supervisor got on the phone, and then the supervisor basically told me I was an idiot because he said, I've been working for Adidas for 7 years. And I was like, oh, whatever. And so, like, I asked him, I was like, can you guys just, like, cancel my order? Because, like, obviously you guys can't meet the promise you guys made on the website. And the guy was like, well, the only way that we can cancel your order is if we send the shoes and then you send them back. And I was like, that's not a cancellation, bro. Like, that's a refund. That's a return. He's like, yeah, well, that's the only way that we can do a cancellation. I'm like, that's not a cancellation. That's a fucking return. Like, why are you calling it a cancellation? It's not, you know? Like, it would involve me receiving them and then sending them back. And so then that happened. So I was, like, annoyed about that. And then I ended up just deciding to, like, I was just really upset. And so, like, then I guess, like, something bad is about to happen to me. I don't know, but I feel it coming. Might be so sad, might leave my nose running. I just hope she don't wanna leave me there. Don't you give me up, please don't give up on me. I belong with you, baby. Don't leave my girl, don't leave darling, don't leave my girl. I'm gonna say, if I've said it once, I've said it a million times. Please listen to Steve Lacy's new album. That's about to happen to me. Why I feel this way, I don't know, maybe. I'm just gonna put on something that I haven't played. Oh yeah, so then that happened. And then last night I only got like 2 hours, like 2 or 3 hours of sleep. So I was like, I woke up early to work, I wasn't able to work, then I couldn't fall back asleep, so then I like cried, and then like the shoe thing happened, and I was just like so bummed out. And so I, what did I do? I'm just like so annoyed and done. And then a friend of mine here in the community, whose name is Moon, who's lovely Moonchild, she sent me a message. She was like, do you have an email for your like your audios? And I was like, yeah. And so I sent it to her, but I didn't, like, I got off my computer, so I didn't see what else she said. And then like I was like putting stuff away, and then I got an email on my phone, and it said that she had sent me a gift card for Starbucks, and I just like dead ass wanted to cry. Okay, I'm back. Sorry, my brother was asking me if I wanted something to eat. Anyway, so yeah, I got this gift card, and I like dead ass like wanted to cry. I was like, oh my god, this angel, this pure angel that came down from the heavens. So I actually went to get Starbucks, and I'm drinking a coffee. I'm really stoked because I have a lot of energy now, but you guys know that when I drink coffee it fucks me up because I'm not really like a big coffee drinker, but I'm just pumped because I have like, I don't know, it's just like, it's such a small thing, but it really just like turned around my day. Like, that meant a lot. So Moon, if you're listening to this, thank you so much. And she's an angel, and you guys should go listen to her. And so that, so I got coffee, and I have coffee, and here's proof that I have coffee. Can you guys hear that? I'm just gonna do like straw porn. Oh, that's so good. Cause you make my earthquake. I love that this song is called Earthquake instead of Earthquake. Because I do that thing where I turn THs into Fs as a joke. So I remember, I don't know when it was, but like on the server, I remember one day I said like, oh yeah, something about my mouth. But I said like, yeah, spit in my mouth. Like I was kidding. And one of my mods on my server, his name is Yucky. It's so weird to say that because he just became a mod yesterday, which I appreciate so much. Ace and Yucky both became mods in my server, so I'm pretty stoked that they said yes, and I'm super stoked that they're a part of the team now. But Yucky like went in the chat and he said like, what that mouth do, and it made me laugh like so much. I died laughing. So it just like makes me laugh when people spell like THs as Fs. So I love that the song that was just playing before is called Earthquake and not Earthquake. Also, I stumbled across this song the other day, and I've never heard of this artist, but I love this song so fucking much. So good.
Know it's been a while since you left. I've been solo. Now you like to dance. I went ham on your photo.
Just like makes me feel good.
You need to hit the lineup like you used to. Pick up every time. As the other night. I know you've been busy. As you're looking for a payday. Let's go break a mark.
You guys can't see me, but I'm dancing.
Show you where I live. Shagging in the wind. If you wanna ride, give me any time. Call, just call. Call on me. Just for some conversation. Come here, tell me what you're drinking. Hey, you can call on me.
Such a good song. I just like love how chill it is. I'm like, anyway, if you guys haven't heard that song, it's by Lucky Day and the song's called Call. That's what it's called, Call, like call. Oh yeah, so then I got coffee and then I gotta tell you guys, every time that I drink coffee after not sleeping, it like gets me really like drowsy and like really like I am confusion, so I feel like that right now. But like I'm like hyped, but at the same time I'm like losing my mind. But it's good because I'm trying to get my sleep schedule back on track. And so then I got coffee, hanging out, and then I talked to my significant other because earlier when I was like crying, I called him a bunch of times, but he's asleep. And then, I told him about the shoes and I was like, but I want to have these shoes by the time that I go out of town. I don't know if I should reorder them like through Amazon. And he was like, I don't know. I think you should take the L on the shoes. And I was like, no, I don't want to take the L. So I ended up going on Amazon and I'm an idiot. I don't know why, like, I don't trust, like, buying sneakers on Amazon for some reason. Like, I don't trust it. But I went on Amazon and I found the shoes that I want. Like, so when I was looking at shoes, I was looking at two different pairs, two different Ultra Boost. I was looking at the Ultra Boost 19s and the Ultra Boost 4s, which are, I think, the latest version. And I ended up buying the Ultra Boost 4s, but the Ultra Boost 19s I really liked a lot. And it's funny because like after I ordered the Ultra Boost 4s, my brother, I had sent him pictures of the shoes beforehand because my little brother, he's 18 and he like loves sneakers. My brother, the 21-year-old, does not like sneakers, so I can't ask him for advice on shoes. But my 18-year-old brother is like a sneakerhead, so like I trust his opinion and I love sneakers too, so we always talk about shoes. And so I sent him a message and I was like, should I get Ultra Boost 19s or Ultra Boost 4s? And he was like, you should get Ultra Boost. He's like, the Ultra Boost 19s look nicer. He's like, and I know you have a bunch of pairs of Ultra Boost. He's like, so if I were you, I would fucking go with Ultra Boost 19s. But I had already ordered the Ultra Boost 4s when he said for me to get the Ultra Boost 19s. I've just said Ultra Boost like 1,200 times already. So I couldn't order the 19s because I had already ordered the 4s. And so I went on Amazon to try to see if I could find the shoes that I ordered and they didn't have them on Prime. And I was like, fuck. And then so I looked up the Ultra Boost 19s and they were so much cheaper than they were on the Adidas website. And it checked out because it said that it was fulfilled by Amazon. So I ordered them. And so like now I feel stupid because like this pair of shoes on the Adidas website were $180, the Ultra Boost 19s. But I got them for $125, which I question. But I guess we'll figure out if they're fraudulent in 3 days. I got them for $125. And I'm like, dude, I should have just done them the fucking first place. I should have just ordered them off of Amazon. Because if you're a Harry Potter fan, I'm not sure if you know this, but Vans just released their Harry Potter collection. And the shoes on there, oh my god, are so fucking sick. They released, Vans released a collection of Adidas, of Harry Potter shoes, like, and also like backpacks and hats and shit. And there's a pair of highs, of skate highs, which if you know anything about me, you know that those are my favorite sneakers of all time. They have like the skate highs with the, like the high platforms in green Slytherin green. And they're like, but they're like, I don't know. They're like not velvet. I don't know what the material is, but they're so fucking nice. And I'm like, bro, I could have easily like bought myself Ultra Boost 19s and these fucking Vans skate highs Slytherin. And if you're wondering why Slytherin, I'm a Slytherin. I've taken the test like 5 fucking times and I always get Slytherin. So I've just like accepted that I'm a Slytherin. What can I say? I'm a bad bitch, okay? I'm not trying to hang out with freaking Hermione. I'll beat her ass, you know? Like, I'm from East LA. I can do that. Anyway. But, so I really want these, like, platform shoes. But, like, now I was thinking, like, okay, I'll order the Vans ones with, like, what I spent on the Adidas website. I can buy the Vans and the Adidas. But I was just like, that's so much money I've already dropped. It's, like, $400 I dropped on shoes, you know? That's so much. And, like, I don't know how long it's gonna be before they refund me for the Adidas. Like, I still have to wait for them to come and then send them back. So I don't know what I'm gonna do. Fuck my life. What was I gonna say? And I'm, like, a little bit stressed because, like, I'm super stressed. Like, I've been like freaking out about this since I realized that I don't have that many days to fill my orders, my custom audios. But like, I think I'll be okay. Like, last month I was doing 5 or 6 audios every day. So if I stick to that, I think I should be okay. I still have to do my Patreon exclusive, my second Patreon exclusive for this month. Friendset of mine. The second Patreon exclusive for this month is going to be, a, like, your daughter has a sleepover, you sneak in, and, you sneak in and try to get with her best friend, and then her best friend wakes up in the middle and she wants to do it too. So that's going to be the second Patreon exclusive of the month. The first Patreon exclusive this month is probably my most provocative, like, audio that I've ever made. I drove around with a vibrator and my tits out, so that was cool. Solo mia. I know you guys aren't into, like, regional Mexican music, but I stumbled across this song yesterday and it made me so fucking happy. Also, if it sounds shitty, it's because it's live. Whatever, I'm gonna change it. I don't know why I like this song so much, because it's like not even my style of music, but it's so good. But behind your shoulder, you've been crossing your fingers, and I never knew just what you say to my face. It's getting hard to tell what's been going on in your corner. Trying to make it look-
like it was all my fault. And I never knew just what you'd say to my face. It's getting hard to tell what's been going on your side of the corner.
This song is so good, and but like it's not my style of music, but it's so good. Anyway, what else was I going to talk about? Also, I have been watching Breaking Bad, and I'm a little bit past halfway through the second season, and I really like it. And it's weird because I've been watching the show with someone like who already saw the whole season, the whole series. And when we started watching it, I was like, Skylar is so annoying. Like, Walt's wife, I was like, she's so fucking annoying. And then the person I'm watching it with was like, this show makes you like see every character. Like, you feel, like, empathy, like, you feel anger with them, you, like, feel sorry for them, like, you will feel every emotion with each character. And I was like, I don't think so, Skylar's annoying. But now I'm in the second season, and I'm like, fuck Walt. And I'm like, poor Skylar, that poor woman. So I really like it. I love Jesse Pinkman, like, the whole, like, same bitch everywhere makes me laugh so much. I think my favorite thing that he said so far is, fuck yeah, science bitch. No, what does he say? Yeah, science bitch. I've been watching that. I've also been rewatching Mad Men recently, which if you don't know this, Mad Men is one of my all-time favorite shows. I think it's so good, and I love the characters, and Peggy Olson is one of the best female characters in all of TV history. Like, don't at me. Peggy Olson is fantastic. Which I think is, like, such a... Like, Elizabeth Olson, like... Is that her name? No, Elizabeth Moss. Fuck, I'm such an idiot. Elizabeth Moss is so... I feel like she has, like, such strong characters. Like, she also is in The Handmaid's Tale. And her character in that movie is, like, so fantastic as well. So, like, I have so much respect for her, even though she's a Scientologist. But, yeah, Peggy Olson. So I've been rewatching the first season, and I just remembered how much I love John Hamm. I just want to have his children. And I forgot how much I hated Peter Campbell. So if you've never seen Mad Men, you probably don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. If you have, then you understand what I'm saying. What else? This girl was on, like, American Idol, and she performed the song as her, like, audition song, but the song is so good. Actually, I need to take my allergy medication. Baby, how we breathe. Wicked artists use their little fingers to paint pictures of what young girls are to aspire to be. I'm not alive if I'm not on a legal weed. I'm not in love without a man sitting next to me. Someone tell me if this is all an illusion or if I'm just a cog in the 21st century machine. It's a place to be. In the 21st century machine, try to fly and live precariously. Sit back and do it all. haven't turned it off because the best part's coming. What else is happening in my annoying, and I saw Godzilla the other day. I didn't like it, I'm sorry. But they it's not in the movie at all. Like, this isn't a spoiler, and it's not in the movie. It doesn't have anything to do with the plot for the movie. But at the end of the at the end of the credits, I think there was like a point where it says like, "What's a god to a king?" Or like, "What's a king to?" Yeah, it says, "What's a king to a god?" Isn't that a reference to No Church in the Wild? I don't need nobody trying to give me shit. Let me see. Isn't that what it says? What's a king to a god? What's a god to a... No. Wait. I'm having a panic attack. Church in the Wild. What does it say? Oh, okay. It says, what's a mob to a king? What's a king to a god? What's a god to a non-believer who don't believe in anything? We make it out alive. All right. Church in the Wild. If you don't know what song I'm talking about, it's this one, and I love the song so much. The video's on, so I'm waiting for it to start. Oh, I forgot how much I love this song. What's a mob to a king? What's a king to a god? What's a god to a non-believer who don't believe in anything?
Doctors got this, I'm hiding from police. Cocaine seats, all white, like I got the whole thing bleached. Drug dealer chic, I'm wondering if the dog's prayers reach. It's pious, pious, for God loves pious. Socrates asks who's biased, we are seek. Off Plato, switch. I'm out here balling, I know you hear my sneaks. Jesus was a carpenter, easy, laid beats. Hope for the Holy Ghost, get the hell up out your seats.
Preach. To a king, what's a king to a god? What's a god to a non-believer that don't believe in anything? We'll make it out alive. All right. No church in the wild. Who is that? Is that Frank Ocean? Wait, I think Frank Ocean was the one at the beginning. Who is this?
Your
Let's see. Oh, it's a dream.
Coke on a black skin, made a stripe like a zebra. I call that jungle fever.
You won't have control the threesome.
Just roll the weed up until I get me some. We formed a new religion. No sins as long as there's permission.
And deception is the only felony.
So never fuck nobody without telling me. Sunglasses and Advil. Last night was mad real. Sun coming up 5 a.m. I wonder if they got calves still. Oh, here comes. Two tattoos, one red, no apologies, the other one cursed by monogamy. Something that a preacher don't preach. It's something that a teacher can't teach. When we die, the money we can't keep, but we probably spend it all because the pain ain't cheap. Preach.
I can't believe I still remember the song. Anyway, and okay, so I stopped the song. I don't know why. Okay, so my point, oh, fuck, I always get sidetracked. Why am I like this? The point is, I'm not gonna say any spoilers about Godzilla, but there was at one point in the movie, I saw that on a map in the movie, it said Skull Island, and I was like, isn't that from King Kong? And then at the end, at the beginning of the credits, my brother looked over at me and he said, they just confirmed that they're going to do King Kong versus Godzilla. And I said, who did? And he said, didn't you see what it said in the credits? And I said, no. And he said, it said, what's a king to a god? So I guess like King Kong. And I was like, okay, why is that necessary? Like, there are certain movies that I don't understand why they keep making, franchises that I don't understand why they keep making movies. Spider-Man? You guys are going to drag me for this, but why? Why? What's the point? Stop making those movies. Batman? No. Like, I don't understand why they couldn't just let Batman stay at, like, The Dark Knight. Like, those movies were really good. I think Christopher Nolan did a fantastic job. Because if you know anything about my rambles or things that I've shared, I'm a huge Nolan Brothers fan. Asley. All day. And then, also Godzilla. Why do they keep making these movies? I don't know. King Kong, unnecessary. X-Men, just kill them all already, please. Get information. Okay, ladies, now let's get information. Slay, trick, or you get eliminated. When he fuck me good, I'll take his ass to Red Lobster. When he fuck me good, I'll take his ass to Red Lobster. And so I guess they're gonna make a Godzilla versus King Kong, I guess. Guys, I really want those like Harry Potter Vans. Oh my god, I want them so bad. They made, and then they have these other like Vans customs, the ones that you can customize, that are skate highs as well, but they're like the classic skate highs. And they have like a pattern, it's like a Harry Potter pattern. And then at the bottom of the sole, they have the lightning bolt, and it looks fucking badass. But those are $105. I just want the whole collection. The whole collection, I want it all. Every single part of the collection I want. So I can just wear it everywhere. People will be like, this bitch is nerdy because she has a Harry Potter tattoo and she's wearing Harry Potter Vans. Maybe you're right. Let me live my life. Yeah, I have a Harry Potter tattoo. I have the Deathly Hallows tattoo, symbol tattooed on me. But I also have a Star Wars tattoo, so. Just like want to get my energy out somehow. Oh, I don't know. You guys, hey, I know you guys are always like, what the fuck, because I make those weird noises sometimes. I don't know why I do that, Like, sometimes I'll just, like, be laying around, and I'll be like, ugh! And people are like, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, nothing's wrong with me. I just do that sometimes. I'm weird. I can't get a song that I like. Like, I just want to play a song that's gonna make me happy. That loud. Sorry.
Living a young life, your goodbyes. My eyes are on the gray sky, saying I don't wanna come home tonight. Yeah, and I'm high up off one. I can't even remember, but my friend passed out in the old ride. Oh, I'm from the city of the 915, where all the girls are pretty and they're down for the hype. All my boys are with me,
going up for the night.
But who cares? Who cares? 'Cause this is all you. So wake me up in the spring when I'm high off my American dream. We don't always say what we mean. It's the life of an American dream. But I've been waiting all year to get the hell up out of here and throw away my fears. I'm so faded off of all these drinks that I've taken, and maybe I'm not really drunk, maybe I'm really good at faking. In the city of the 915, where all the girls are pretty and they're down for the hype, and all my boys are with me going out for the night. But who cares? Who cares? 'Cause this is all you. Wake me up in the spring when I'm high off my American tin. We don't always say what we mean. It's the lie of an American tin.
Also, I'm probably gonna do a like a sing-along later on today, because I'm gonna shower right now, and then when I get out of the shower, usually when I do my sing-alongs, I do them after I shower, like when I'm hanging around in my towel for some reason. Like, I lounge around in my towel for like 2 hours after I shower. It's terrible. So I'll probably do a sing-along later today. Oh, I was gonna ask. So I know a lot of you guys know that I also listen to banda music, which is like Mexican regional music. And
foundation made. Oh, I'm glad to be American. So wake me up in the spring when I'm high off my American.
I was gonna ask if you guys would like me to do a sing-along that's like Mexican regional music, so you guys can hear me sound like an idiot. But I don't know if anybody would actually listen to that, because I know that's like, that music isn't really anybody's cup of tea, and a lot of people make fun of that type of music because of Mexicans who wear like the hats and the boots and shit. But those are my people, like that's what I grew up around.
American teenager.
And yeah, I might do like a sing-along. I don't know. I'll just sing along later on. I don't know what I'm gonna listen to, but anyway, I'm gonna play you guys out. So okay, I'm gonna play one of my favorite old songs.
American.
The band that plays this song, I went to see them one time in concert. And after the concert ended, I remember I went to the bathroom and I saw the lead singer. His name's Dave. He was standing in like a group of people, and I walked up to him. I was drunk, and I like started crying and saying like, "Oh my God, your music means so much to me, and like this album meant so much to me." And he was like, he gave me a hug, and I met the rest of the band, and they were so super, super, super sweet to me. And so like, this is one of my favorite. The album is called Perch Patchwork, but this is a song from that album, and this is what I'm gonna sing you guys out on. So, yeah. Where is it? Here it is.
When I slept on the solid ground near your house,
and it felt just like a barbell wrapped in a shirt. Well, I slept on the solid ground near your house. You could feel its weary muscles under the dirt. I slept on the solid ground right next to you,
and the frost of night,
the castle wrapped up in two. Well, I slept on the solid ground near your house. You could peel back the corners, step right in. Now na 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 na. We entered the cave. You have found a way to make me seem like almost drawn. You in turn decay with hope and passing all the gone. You have found a way to make me seem like almost drawn. You in turn. I slept on the solid ground near your house.
Bye. Oh, also, I'm interjecting. Oh man, I almost dropped my phone. I'm interjecting just one last thing. Yesterday, I was talking to a couple of people who, about my server, my Discord server. So I know that we have about like 400 people in there, which I'm so grateful for. But I know that it was brought up that like I kind of like interact with like my regulars in there, and it might make people feel isolated. I just want to make sure that all of you guys are aware that if you ever want to speak to me, like in the general chat or in any, if you see me on there and you want to like, you know, like just say like, "Hey, what's up?" I'm like totally always around on the server. It does kind of like throw me off when people send me PMs, like that kind of throws me off. But if you ever want to talk to like me in like general chat or any of the other channels that we have on the server, like totally feel free to. That's what I'm there for. So, and everybody's so great, and I have such a cool, you know, bunch in there. So I really, if you want to be a part of the community, like, we would love to have you. If you want to like kind of step out of like the shadows and just come and be a part of the like the crowd, you totally can. Like, you don't have to feel like just because you're not one of the regulars, you're not going to fit in. Because, like, I feel like we're all so kind and we all respect each other. We do like to fuck around a lot and we're very sarcastic. And, but I hope that nobody ever feels, like, isolated because of that. Because, I mean, like, we all have a good time in there. So I want to make sure that newcomers also feel like that as well. So, yeah, don't, you know, be afraid to say hello. And, yeah, that's it. And, okay. this is long enough as it is. Bye.